Welcome to the daily news update for September 14th. This is a Monday, 2020, 49 days until the election. This update is brought to you by prepwithmike.com. And there you'll find videos and podcasts with solutions for firearms and sighting in your rifles and cleaning your guns with coconut oil. Yes, we combine superfoods with ballistics and bring you all kinds of good practical solutions. Prepwithmike.com is that website. All right, moving right into the news today. You now have 49 days to get your rifles ready because the radical left-wing terrorists are going to launch a mass extermination campaign right after the election. They're going to try to overthrow the country. They're already burning down Western states. Most of the fires now we know are arson. There are arsonists who have been arrested. They are being set free by the local DAs in places like Oregon because the DAs, of course, funded by George Soros. So they're set free to go out and set more fires. So you have the radical left, which has been burning down all their own cities over the last 100 days. Now they're burning down their own forests, their own states. I mean, these people are insane, but there's nothing they won't do to try to destroy America, which is why you need to get your rifles ready for self-defense. I posted a video today that talks about why you're sighting your rifle in at the wrong range. Most people are sighting it at 100 yards. It's the wrong range. For a very important mathematical reason, you will greatly reduce your ballistics accuracy over extended ranges. And so you can go on to naturalnews.com and you can see my article, watch my video. It's also at prepwithmike.com. And you can see why you should be sighting in your rifles at 25 yards. I'm talking about your 5.56 rifles and even a 308 rifle. So check that out and get your rifles ready for self-defense. I always say don't initiate violence, but you do have the right to defend yourself against violence that's targeting you. All right, next story. Government gyms have been open for months while private sector gyms have been forced to close because, of course, when it comes to the political elite, their rules don't apply to them. It's only you. You have to wear a mask. You have to not go to the gym. You have to be locked down in your house while Nancy Pelosi can get her hair done and government employees can go to their gyms. And government leaders can fly around on their jets while they lecture you about driving a car for climate change. I mean, these people are insane. They never, even think about it, even criminality. If you erase hard drives and delete evidence that's under subpoena, you go to jail. But Hillary Clinton doesn't. And Robert Mueller doesn't because they can wipe 30 mobile phones that had information to be used in the FISA gate investigation. Oh, so they wiped them all and nobody goes to jail. Their rules never apply to them. It's sick. I mean, this is one reason why we've got to defeat the deep state. We got to take our country back because we don't have the rule of law anymore in America. We have an elite class of lawless lunatics who get away with everything, who enslave the masses, who are not allowed to do anything. And we've all had enough of that. Oh, yeah, and don't forget that senators can engage in insider trading and make themselves wealthy, and that's not even illegal. If you engage in insider trading, you go to jail. Huh, imagine that. Next story. Millions of moral, patriotic Americans are turning off the NFL, the NBA, Netflix, and Hollywood because all of these have devolved into libtard festivals of lunacy. The NFL, just a big virtue signaling, kind of spineless, what do you even call it anymore? NFL, not for long. The NBA, nothing but asshats over there. The NBA is just turned into some big Black Lives Matter terrorist organization now, just promoting terrorism on the basketball court, bowing down to terrorists, making champions and heroes out of criminal felons. That's the NBA. And then Netflix is just now child porn network, just straight up pedophilia with this new cuties movie where you got 11, 12-year-old girls like grabbing their crotches and taking pictures of their crotches and just twerking. And I read in another story, even though we didn't cover this, but the casting men for this movie, as part of the casting, they watched over 600 12-year-old girls, young girls, twerking in their faces as part of the casting call to decide which twerking young girl they wanted to, you know, cast for the roles. These people are just straight up pedophiles. They are criminals. They should be behind bars. And the CEO of Netflix, the top managers of Netflix, they should all be arrested and charged with child pornography distribution, by the way. All right, next one. This is a bit of an older story, but it's worth revisiting. There's a billboard now outside of Austin that says that you enter at your own risk because Austin has defunded their own police department. But the reason I bring this up is because this is a tactic right off of Adolf Hitler's playbook. Adolf Hitler defunded the police so that his violent brown shirts could run around terrorizing his political opponents. Does that sound familiar? Because today, Antifa and Black Lives Matter are just like the brown shirts. And just like Adolf Hitler did, the liberals are defunding the police so that there's no rule of law to stop their brown shirt forces from terrorizing the nation. And of course, they target their political enemies, which in this case means they're targeting conservatives, Trump supporters, Christians, gun owners, you know, anyone who loves America. So this is just a sign of more chaos yet to come. The election's only 49 days away. All right. Another story. Expect creepy lying Joe Biden to say he has COVID so he can skip all the debates. So we don't expect Joe Biden to actually show up to any of the debates because even in TV interviews, he's reading teleprompters. Even in question and answer sessions, there's always this long pause after someone asks him a question. He can't start answering it immediately because he has to wait for somebody to type the answer on a teleprompter, and then he tries to read that answer. But he keeps reading the teleprompter cues like end of quote, you know, wait for applause. You know, he keeps reading these things because he's a moron. Well, let me just correct that. He's brain damaged. He's brain damaged and certainly isn't qualified to be president. And really, this is the best the Democrats could come up with? This is sick. I mean, Democrat voters are terrorists and Democrat leaders are brain damaged Alzheimer's patients or dementia. This is who they want to lead the nation? The nation they're burning down? These people are insane. All right, there's a study that came out that says the global ocean appears to be absorbing far more carbon dioxide than current climate models predicted. This means that more carbon is moving from the atmosphere into the ocean, so there's more of a natural homeostasis that is achieved through that dynamic. It also means there can be some ocean acidification effects in the ocean. But anyway, it just shows that a lot of the old science about so-called climate change was not accurate at all. Now, Facebook is censoring conservatives while refusing to ban left-wing extremist groups that are using their platforms to destabilize the country. So if you're a left-wing terrorist, you are welcome on Facebook, and you can use Facebook to coordinate arson, to coordinate attacks on cops, to coordinate, you know, violent protests in front of the hospital where the cops are, for example, where they're shouting like death to all cops and shouting death to America. And Facebook loves all that. But if you go on Facebook and say, hey, we shouldn't mass murder our own children because infanticide is wrong, then you get banned. Because Facebook says, no, that's women's health. It's insane. Plastic food packaging has now overtaken cigarette butts as the most abundant litter on beaches. So now plastics are everywhere. We have microplastics in the oceans, and ocean creatures are showing up dead on the beaches with their stomachs filled with plastic. Most of this plastic, by the way, comes from China and India, not the United States. And China's doing nothing to stop its plastic pollution. So yeah, we're just going to totally destroy the oceans, destroy the ecosystems, collapse all life on the planet through pollution. That doesn't even count the chemical pollution, the pharmaceutical pollution, heavy metals, all that. It's not good. All right, over 150 business leaders are urging the New York City mayor to clean up the city and fight crime in the city. Hey, where's Rudy Giuliani when we need him? He turned New York City around back in the late 80s, I think. Now, it's a collapsing ghost town shithole yet again, with crime everywhere because liberals are in charge. Why are we not surprised? And finally, when journalism now says that a story is confirmed, and I mean the mainstream media, they say confirmed, that means it's fiction. So they're now using the word confirmed to mean fiction, and this is a story by Glenn Greenwald at The Intercept, where he is talking about how insane it is that when it's all made up, like this recent Atlantic story attacking Trump with just total fiction, claiming that Trump slammed soldiers, when it's all made up, then like other networks, CNN or the New York Times will say, oh, it's confirmed. When they say confirmed, all they mean is they called the author of the original hit piece and confirmed that he wrote it. So then they call that confirmed. That's totally insane. By the way, one more story, actually. Left-wing arsonists are setting many of the fires in Western states. This is a story that I published last night, and it talks about the rise of what's called gray terror, which is a kind of terrorism that is not supposed to be attributed to any specific groups, but it's designed, I mean, it's coordinated, it's funded, it's designed to cause chaos and collapse in the nation to prepare it for the communist revolution takeover. So the fact that all these fires are being set by Antifa and Black Lives Matter terrorists actually is really proof, nearly, or strong evidence, you could say, that they are preparing for a takeover attempt right after the election. So again, in 50 days, well, 49 days, the election takes place. This attempted revolution probably begins shortly after that, maybe that night, for all we know. So you better be ready. Visit my website, prepwithmike.com, for videos and podcasts about survival skills, firearm skills, how to choose the right rifles. Keep everything legal. I always say that. Don't violate the law and don't initiate violence against anyone, but be prepared to defend yourself, defend your family, defend your neighborhood, defend your community, defend your nation. And you do have every right to defend yourself, by the way. And finally, one last note. Trump, it looks to me like Trump is going to invoke the Insurrection Act, probably the day after the election. And he is pre-positioning military troops all across the country. In fact, this was a big story I did yesterday. I haven't talked about this. He's going to, this Operation Warp Speed program, which is designed, it's said to be a vaccine distribution program where he's using the military to distribute vaccines across America. This is a cover story. He's actually using this to put troops in the cities all around America under the cover of a vaccine program. But the real plan is that he's going to invoke the Insurrection Act, again, right around the election, and then he's going to use these troops to put down the terrorists and perhaps even arrest some of the traitors, such as these mayors and governors and judges and state legislators who are all anti-America. They're working with communist China. They're trying to overthrow the country. They all need to go to prison and be charged with treason. And Trump has the power to do that. Looks like he's going to do it. So when that happens, my advice to you is stay off the streets. Let the military deal with this. The military's got plenty of personnel to put down this insurrection. You don't need to be out there on the streets for that. What you should do, in my opinion, is focus on protecting your home, your family, and your community. Now, if they try to take out Trump, or if they try to overthrow the White House, there may be a reason to call for Americans to converge in Washington, D.C. to defend our nation from an attempted coup. That's a separate topic. We'll talk about that later. But generally speaking, focus on protecting your home, your family, your community. Let the military engage the terrorists. You don't need to be out there fighting with left-wing terrorists. The military can get that job done. Trust me. They can definitely get that job done. In fact, it won't even take long. Once Trump activates the military, this uprising will be halted very, very quickly. So you don't need to be out there. You'll probably end up in the crossfire if you're out there on the streets. Stay home, stay prepared, stay safe, follow the law, vote for Trump, support our president, and help defend America. That's my take on things. Thank you for listening today, September 14th, 2020. This is Mike Adams here, naturalnews.com and prepwithmike.com.